Hey, and welcome to MooneyCast, episode 9 for May 21st, 2006.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm Stacy.
And I'm MJ.
So, yeah.
We are joined here again with Stacy's stuttering self.
Yes.
On another set of S's.
Stacy stutters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stuttering Stacy, sobbing with Stacy.
Stacy does have a story today.
Oh. You do have a story?
Yes, I do. But we'll get to that later when we talk about our topic, which is...
C'est la Venus.
Or C'est la
Minako.
Yes.
Minako. Right. I know Minako.
That's what...
Yes.
But that's what my story is related to.
Oh, okay. So it's related to I know Minako. The big star from PGSM, the big pop star and whatnot.
Yeah.
Dreams to be in the anime and manga.
Right.
But of course we should get into that after our theme music. Yeah. But as far as we know, there aren't really any announcements
no.
this week. It's been a pretty boring week.
But, yeah.
Yes.
But it's episode 9, so
Woo-hoo!
Our next episode will be a lot of fun.
Episode 10.
Yes.
We can tell you now, I guess. We'll be covering Naoko Taguchi next week. And if you've been keeping up with on the forums, then you'll know that we'll have the Japanese pronunciations next week, too, on
and
that episode.
And the Kun and the Chun and the Sun. Like
yes.
we were talking about last week.
And
but
Sama. But you know that's, like, completely irrelevant to the others.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay. Anyways.
Yeah. So.
Well, and then, we'll have to think of some new extras.
Like,
you know how we did the interviews? I want to
do
something
those.
Different.
Yeah, we'll
Maybe
see what
we'll
we come
sing.
Up with.
Maybe we'll make up songs.
Let's
sing.
Do songs.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was
then.
Perfect.
Yes. All right.
So
our topic this week is I know Minako.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, her color is orange.
Wow, it's amazing,
the obvious,
Stacey.
She has blonde hair, and she wears a red bow.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You are really good at this.
Aren't I?
Wow,
I so much about Sailor Moon.
Oh my gosh,
it's,
I know.
It's amazing.
Oh, it's crazy. Anyway.
But she's 14, as...
No, duh.
All the others
Again.
Are.
But first we should probably state that she...
What makes
her
different
career
is that she was a Sailor Scout before the rest of them,
right?
And she fought in England.
In London, yes.
London, England.
That doesn't make sense, though. If she's Japanese, shouldn't she be fluent in English and you should hear her speak English at some times if she'd been fighting in England?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just thought of that. But, yeah, so she fought a Sailor V there.
Right.
In England.
And, actually, I mean, they all knew about Sailor V before.
Oh.
They thought she was the princess.
Uh-huh, all of them did.
Right.
I mean, Serena, she absolutely loved Sailor
Moon. Right, and they had the video game
the
that
video
she played
game,
at the Crown
yes.
Arcade.
And
right.
in PGSM, she always listened to I Know Minako, and she always loved to cover Sailor V in the news and whatnot.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
So, Minako's personality... She's very...
Spunky.
Yeah, that's the perfect word to describe her, actually.
Spunky.
Cheery, outgoing, and she's, as we said before, she wanted to perform.
Exactly.
And that was her dream.
That's her dream.
Mm-hmm.
She's not very bright, kind of
no.
like Serena.
Yeah, I think they actually thought they were like, she was a Serena lookalike or something.
Yeah, like
and
in
then,
that one episode where...
Right.
where the enemy is, they're kind of saying that Serena, they're like, oh, we know that you're Sailor Moon. And Venus comes out as Sailor Moon with kind of different hairstyle. A lot bigger and poofier.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that episode.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that one.
Yeah. You can watch, like, all the episodes on YouTube. They have almost everything.
I know. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But some of them, even, like, the older ones, the classic ones, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the first season and stuff, they don't have them in English, which kind of annoys me. They just have the, you know, the...
Mm-hmm. Like other animes and, yeah, so in the other ones that they have on YouTube, the other animes and whatnot, they really only have them in Japanese and with subtitles. They don't really have others in English unless they're fan-dubbed, like
right.
the Negavision stuff. We were talking about before. But anyway, so, back to Venus.
Right.
Like we said, she first fought as a sailor in England, but if you've been watching all the dubbed versions and not the Japanese versions, you know that they took out many of the episodes when they talk about Venus's past life in England.
Right.
And of course, I'd heard from somewhere online that... Well, first I heard from Emily Ann on the forum that Serena had supposedly stolen this ship or boat or something, and the dubbers didn't think it was all that great of a role model for her to be stealing this boat and taking it away. I also heard on Sailor Energy that supposedly Minako's skirt, like, flapped up in the wind and she wasn't wearing any panties.
I hate how they do that.
I think, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, they turned, especially the first two seasons with the Deke who did them. Oh, they were terrible. And then they had the Sailor Moon says, yeah, be good and do this stuff. And you're like, come on.
Like on the Jerry Springer thing that we saw.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But
we're not talking about Jerry Springer now. No, yeah, it is still Sailor Moon. It is Sailor Moon related.
No. But, so, okay. Well, her power is based off love and the rays of the sun. As it says here, from moonsenshi.org. Senshi. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Okay. But... Well, in the Star season, if you've been watching them, she's obsessed with the three lights, as the rest of them are.
Yeah.
But she's, like, really into them, and she... She talks, like... Yeah. She's, like, their assistant, and she's the most obsessed. I guess you could say that. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen that far into it.
Okay. You have? Well, how many have you seen?
Like two. The last one and one of the ones in the middle. Or maybe three. I don't know. Yeah, Stacey's better at this. But it says that she even made it to the finals in an idol competition in the Star season. Although she decided to put her dream on hold to be a Senshi.
Right.
So.
She was like, well, in a few of the episodes, like, she saw that the three lights were doing all this stuff, and she, you know, thought, oh, it must be so much fun to be famous, and then, you know, they were working without any breaks or anything, and they're telling her, well, this is how it's gonna be, and that's another reason why she kind of put it on hold.
Another thing that says here, says, later it is revealed that Sailor Venus is the leader of the Inner Senshi. I never really thought for there to be a leader besides Sailor Moon. If you really think... I mean, I never really distinguished that when I was watching the show. But it also comes up in PGSM, where Mars and Venus, they have this big fight about who's the leader. They, Venus and Mars, they keep getting into these arguments. They're like, oh, someone as immature as you can't be a leader. And other stuff like that.
Well, didn't they even do that in, like, the R season? There was something about that, like, who was... the leader? I feel like there was something, like, around the end with Wicked Lady, something. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Because I remember something about them all saying who could be the leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and then, obviously, her cat is Artemis, as we have mentioned in the past.
Right.
Her guardian cat. But there isn't much else about her, in at least in the anime and manga. I mean, if we want to... With her attacks and transformations, she, of course, has Venus power makeup.
Venus star power, and Venus crystal power.
Yes. And then she has her crescent beam smash, her crescent beam shower, which I haven't exactly heard of, her Venus love me chain, and her Venus love and beauty shock.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Me too.
Actually, I kind of remember all of them, except the shower thingy. I haven't heard that one. It's kind of odd.
Don't know.
All right, but anyway, so, should I do PGSM?
Sure.
I know medical stuff.
Did I say that Sailor Venus first appears in episode 29 in the anime? All
right, yes. So 29.
And then she first appears in Act 1, actually, as Sailor V in PGSM.
Yes, she is seen supposedly...
On TV.
Well, yeah, she is seen on TV. She's trying to stop Tuxedo Mask.
Right.
Because he's looking for the Silver Imperium, or the... What's it called in the PGSM? It's not called Silver Imperium Crystal.
Right. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
You are the one who has seen every episode
the
plus
mystical,
the movie.
Is it the mystical... Oh, my gosh. How can I not remember this? I've seen all of them.
5 minutes later.
Okay, yeah. The mystical Silver Crystal.
Okay.
Yes.
Glad you thought of
that's
that.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
Yeah, we were talking about the mystical silver crystal. No, we were just saying why her first appearance and about how she was...
Right,
yeah,
because...
That's all we were talking about.
I'm sorry, last train of thought again.
Yeah, as we thought about...
Yeah, Tuxedo Mask was looking for the mystical silver crystal. Yes. Because, I mean, you know it's called Silver Imperium Crystal in the show, so mm-hmm. wasn't exactly sure. So, in PGSM, her hair color is obviously black. Yeah, so she has her black hair, like, because she's of Japanese descent.
Right.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So, but then her first senshi name, as we've mentioned, was Sailor V, and then it ended up being Sailor Venus when she joins them a lot later. Let's see. In Act 1, the beginning of Act 1, Sailor V stops Tuxedo Kamen from getting away with
said.
Him from a jewelry
yes.
store. Yes, we said that. In Act 8, Minako holds a concert where a contest with
contestants.
Well, that's supposed to be contestants. Oops. Dress up as her mascot, Nako Nako, and yell Koopy Koopy for a chance to win a signed Nako Nako stuffed animal. I don't think I said any of those repeated words right. Unfortunately, Minako is unable to attend the contest. She meets up with Zoisite outside, who tries to control her with his music. Minako screams to have the radio turned off, and he disappears. I don't remember that act. Anyway.
I don't remember any of these. Stacy got to, like, Act 7 and then just
something,
stopped.
Yeah.
Yep.
In Act 12, Minako is chased by adoring fans from the hospital. Usagi aids her by acting as a decoy and leading the fans away. Later, Usagi and Minako share cake on the Ferris wheel. Also, in Act 12, Minako transforms into Sailor V instantly as she is running. At the end of the act, Sailor V reveals herself to be Princess Sailor Venus. Okay, so that's Act 12, then. She then uses an energy beam to mortally wound Zoisite. Act 17. In Act 17, Minako is walking through her hotel room. Okay, yeah, we need to know her walking through her hotel room, then.
Yeah,
I don't think that's exactly that important. Oh, yeah, Act 18, Minako's riding in a taxi. Yeah, that's one of the episodes where she passes out because she is suffering from something. Remember...
Are you gonna say it or not?
Should I?
Yes, I think so.
All right, okay. Well, let me tell you. Okay, if you don't want a big PGSM spoiler...
Skip, like,
the next...
A little... Bit.
Minute, or not exactly minute, I say like 30 seconds.
Okay.
So yeah, you would fast forward now.
And it's sad. Yes, okay.
Yes, Minako dies. I already said fast forward now. So yeah, Minako dies. It's very, very sad. And Mars is wailing and crying, and she's like, no. It was very sad.
Happy. Okay.
Okay, yes, now we're back. So yes, now you can stop fast forwarding. Yeah, so, okay. So we're done with the sad part. But she ends up in the last episode. It's all happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all happy. Because everyone's there. Even though Sailor Moon did... Princess Serena, she did end up kind of destroying the Earth. I know it wasn't exactly planned, but then... Yeah, what was it? Oh, no. Okay, yeah, Princess Serenity destroyed the Earth. But then Usagi was still left... Within Demion or Mamoru, but the real princess said since her now I'm confusing myself,
and I can't help you because
yes,
I haven't seen PGSM.
I think we'll just get into the rest of this later, and I can watch the episode again because I'm very, very confused at the moment. Also, since this doesn't completely relate to Minako, but
yeah,
yes.
Well, I think that is pretty much it.
Basically, after me rambling about that,
yeah.
Sure, I guess that's
mm-hmm.
it.
Exactly. But
you
didn't hear Stacy's story.
Stacy's story.
Yes.
Stacy's story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want Stacy to say her story or?
Why not?
MJ's looking at something, so I didn't know if she was going to say something before Stacy says her story.
I was looking for Ed stuff.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. It was just like
story time with Stacy.
Yes. Well, I don't know. We had this math project one time, and then they gave us this list of famous mathematicians we had to do this poster on, and the one's name was Mina, so I did her automatically. It had nothing to do with... I was just like, oh, Mina,
yeah.
Sounds good. Yes, and
Mina
that
is Japanese for everybody, if you want to know that.
Wow.
Yes, so there's an early Japanese 101 word.
Which, I mean, kind of makes sense, because she's outgoing, and, like, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can think that.
Outgoing, yeah.
Yes, like, spunky.
Fine.
A whole bunch of fun. Sure. Okay, Stacey. Yes.
So that's it. Top 10.
All right, so I guess, yeah, we'll do top 10 now.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so my top 10 this week comes from Emily Ann on the forum, you know, if you are on the forum, of course. What?
Stacey's just getting ready to do the drum roll.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yes. Yes, you know, last week I couldn't exactly do it,
yes.
But she sent me her top 10 list about 2 weeks ago, and I didn't get to put it in last episode because, you know, the whole Megan thing. Anyway, here is her top 10 list of songs. And her, okay, number 10, Rute Venus. Number 9, Moonlight Densetsu. Okay, let me apologize if I pronounce any of these wrong, but I'm going to keep going. Number 8, Simi Boku Taichi no Jidai, which is from the Sailor Moon Mew musicals.
No, Sarah Mayu, or...
Mew?
Mew? I always Mew? Pronounce this... No, where the heck... I heard it pronounced Mayu.
Mayu.
Somewhere.
M-Y-U.
Maybe it's not pronounced
I am continuing this. I'll just say musicals. Number 7, Sweet Little Resistance. That's from PGSM. Number 6, C'est la vie. Obviously from PGSM. Number 5, Nothing at All. Number 4, Only a Memory Away. Number 3, Fire, from the musical. Number 2.
I think that's wrong.
Number 2, Sailor War Supreme, from the musical. And number 1, My Only Love. And, yeah. I don't exactly remember how the last one goes entirely, because I haven't listened to it in a long time.
And that's Stacey.
I only remember when they say My Only Love once. That's probably just about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you, Emily Ann, for the top 10 list this week.
Great.
And, oh, yes, please keep sending me your top 10 list. I have not gotten one since that, and I need more for future episodes.
Someone needs to tell us how to pronounce that musical.
Sarah Mew. I think it's Sailor Mew.
Mew, yes.
Sarah Mew. Not Sailor Mew. Sarah Mew.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm, like, laughing at myself. There's
oh,
no
my
way
gosh.
That's pronounced right. But I have heard it somewhere that it was on, like...
Sarah Mayu? What?
No, I'm... And then I said it, and it sounded so stupid.
I can say something really random right now. I have no idea why.
What were you going to say?
Or should we... I'll leave time for... We'll leave time for random comments and stuff at the end. Maybe that should be another segment. Random talk. For, like, 2 minutes.
No, we have enough random talk on the show.
You
I don't
sure?
think we need any
yes, but
special
I, but,
segment
but I could
it.
Really make it really, really random right now.
Okay, well, then go.
Go? Why? Fine.
Okay.
Okay, so here's an update from when I went to New York on Wednesday.
Yes, we all wanted to hear about that.
Oh, you all want to hear about it.
I'm
okay,
sure
so then I'll tell
do.
You. Okay. So, yeah, of course, this is before Silly Sounds with Stacey, before Stacey makes a fool of herself, so I'll say... I'm sorry.
She hasn't already with the Mayu thing.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, so I went to New York this week on Wednesday. It was very... It was very much fun. That's not even a right word. That's not even a right phrase, but it was a lot of fun. And I went there with my friends, and we went to go see Mamma Mia, like I told you last week. But after the musical, which was so awesome, I swear, it was so rocking, it was so cool. It's like, that should be one of the extras. I just start randomly singing one of the songs from Mamma Mia, because I totally could. Anyway, right after the musical, we went to this, like, 50s diner place. All the waiters and waitresses sang. It was so cool. And our waiter, Eric Stringbean, he was really cool. Yeah, he got, He kind of found out that we were in our chorus, so they actually did Mamma Mia and, you know, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and so they came up to us and they put the microphone in front of us at the refrains, and we got to sing to it, and everybody was clapping for us, and it was really, really cool.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
That was my randomness. Oh, and we watched the producers going up to New York. That was cool.
Yes. Very cool.
Yes, Producers was funny.
All right. Well, so now is Silly Sounds with Stacey.
Yoo-hoo!
Okay.
Let's go!
Okay. Silly, silly sounds, silly, silly sounds, silly, silly sounds with Stacey. Oh, oh, silly, silly sounds, silly, silly sounds, silly, silly sounds with Stacey. Oh, oh. Hello, and welcome to the fourth episodes of the episode of Silly Sounds with Stacey. Yes. Yes. So, well, on Mooniecast today, they were covering Sailor Venus, and, you know, they told you how she wanted to become a famous and a pop idol and all that stuff. Yes, very good stuff. Yes. Yes. So we are going to now talk about Silly Sounds with Stacey. Will do the sounds of stuff that relates to that. Yes, yes. If you're not already totally confused, because Stacey just confused herself. Yes. Okay, so this is the sound of when the paparazzis come. Yes, and they go click, click with their camera, and there's all these flashes, and they're like, no, 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 don't take pictures of me. And then the paparazzis go going click, click with their camera, and the people are like, no, 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 go away, I'm too beautiful to be shot, and with the camera, and they're like, click, 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 and all the flashes, and then there's these terrible pictures, and then they put them on the cover of the newspaper, and then you see it, and then they're like, ooh, look what happened with this celebrity, and all this stuff happens, yes, but so you don't want to be caught by a paparazzi, yes, they're not very good, and you can look for them, they will have cameras, yes, yes. Now, this is what it sounds like if you go to a good concert, yes, and the people are like, yay, woo, and sometimes they clap, and sometimes they just scream, And they go, woo, and they're like, yeah, and they chant your name, and it's very, very cool if you're on the stage when, you know, so if you would become famous, yes, well, yes. Anyways, so, but this was what would happen if it's a bad concert, because, well, you don't want to be in a, be on stage at a bad concert, because a lot of times they'll throw stuff at you, stuff that you don't want to be thrown at you, and messy stuff that will get you messy, and they'll boo you, they'll go boo, and there won't be any claps, no claps, yes. Well, and they'll throw, like, tomatoes and stuff, and then the person will get all dirty, and they'll look all stupid, and they'll yell at you, and bad stuff could happen to you. So, you don't want to be on stage at a bad concert, yes. And this is what would happen if Mina or Minako's concert was invaded by aliens or, you know, Yomas or something bad, you know. They would be like, ah, ah, and they would be running all around the stadium or, you know, wherever they were, you know, at the concert hall, whatever. Anyways, and they would be all running around and they'd be screaming, ah, ah, aliens! And then some of them wouldn't know what it was, and they would be yelling, Godzilla! And they'd be all confused, and they'd be screaming really, really loud, and they're like, ah, ah! And then bad stuff happens, and people die. Yes. That's not good. And they're like, ah, Godzilla, what is he doing here? And then they're like screaming, and his it's not very good. And Stacey realized that she just took up a whole lot of time with that Silly Sounds with Stacey today, so she's going to stop now. And this is the end of the fourth episode of Silly Sounds with Stacey. Bye-bye. So, yeah.
Very funny. Godzilla.
Yeah. Yeah. That was your idea.
Okay, yeah, it was my idea. Okay,
yeah, she gave me some ideas because, thanks a lot, no one requested any sounds.
That's
but
not nice, Stacy.
I know.
Okay, I'm not.
And you
like,
might have
that
heard
demanding.
Like Megan or MJ. Sorry, MJ.
Yeah. Ugh. I giggled.
Yeah, she giggled a few times.
Giggled, giggled, chuckle, snort, you know. Guffaw.
Okay.
In the words of my Spanish teacher. No longer Spanish Anyways. Teacher. Oh. I had him at the beginning of the year. Now he's gone. He's at the other middle school.
Oh. How sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah.
Japanese 101.
That. Oh, yeah. Japanese 101.
Let's say here. Oh, that's art. I don't want art. I want love. Because we're in the mood for love today on Japanese 101. Oh my gosh. Okay, so here we go. Let's say first we have... Hai, zihi tomo.
Which translates to, yes, I'd love to.
Sumimasen, ikemasen.
Which translates to, sorry, I can't.
Okay. Nani ka nomimasen ka?
Which translates to English to would you like a drink?
Ocha shimasen ka?
Which translates to how about some tea?
Uchi ni konai.
Which means do you want to come to my place?
And we are not encouraging anything on this show if you happen to be listening to this and taking this the wrong way.
Yes. There is some of that stuff in the textbook. But
we are not going to be telling that because that is over our PG rating.
Yes.
Yes. No more, nothing else said. Anyway, let's say sugo.
Which translates to, you're great.
Kishu. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm not entirely my Japanese me today. Okay. Kisu shite moai.
Can I kiss you?
No, you may not, Stacy. I can't believe you'd ask me something like that. Let's see. Kisu shite.
Which means kiss me.
No, Stacy. I already told you I'm not kissing you. Now I got into my British accent. I like my British accent better than my Japanese
sensei.
I think. Oh, of course. Yes. I can't speak today. But yes, if you saw my British thing, British hot guys thing on the forum, yes, you know that I think British guys are very hot. And this is MJ. I'm not some British person.
And you know Stacy likes guys with
long shaggy hair, which I told you the British guy that I met that I thought was totally digging me. He had long, shaggy hair.
Yes.
But he moved back to England the very next day. Mm-hmm. Another random moment.
Okay, get out of the British accent.
Why? Okay, yeah, it also annoyed my parents. They don't like it that much when I do that.
Oh my gosh. Look where we are already.
Oh, almost 30 minutes.
Well, plus we have to do the music.
Wow. Oh.
And
this is definitely going to be our longest episode yet.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we have kind of a project for next week, considering that we're going to do Naoko Taguchi.
Yeah.
We got to research stuff for that.
Anyways.
Yeah, so I think we should just get into our music, because we have two songs today.
Yes. Oh, and Stacy. Well, yes, she was wrong.
What, Stacy?
I was wrong about last week. I said when the German theme song was.
Thank you.
Yes.
And thank you, Amy Mercury, for clarifying that, even though I kind of already knew. But thank you.
I wanted to say, Itikeru Takimi Dakega. Translate that, Sensei MJ. And MJ's just looking at me with this, like, blank look.
Since when did you learn that?
I don't know. I was just looking through lyrics and I found it. It means I wasn't wrong. And I
yes,
said
you
I,
were wrong.
I know. I said, I wish I could say.
Oh.
Yes, see? I wanted to just put that in there and see.
That was very cool. Very cool.
Yes, Sensei MJ.
Sensei Stacy, too. Whoa, another S. What's with all these S's?
I know.
Oh my gosh. Nothing goes with MJ. Except TJ, which makes no sense. Or PJs. But it's not exactly time for bed. It's the middle of the day.
So
this is really weird.
Okay. So. Okay. Now, music. For music today, we have, as we've said before, we have C'est la vie and Romance Baby Baby.
Baby.
Okay. Yeah, okay, now I'm singing this again. Yeah. So, okay. Here we go.
Oh.
We hope you enjoyed that little treat there, giving you two songs this week.
Right.
Yes, both performed by, you know, I know Minako, you know, in like PGSM-wise.
Right. Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah.
In case you're completely clueless to the PGSM world.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is pretty hard to do, especially because we talk about it
exactly.
a lot.
Exactly.
So, anyways, so that's the end of our episode. We have tons of stuff coming your way next episode.
Yes.
Along with a bunch of little extras, like last time.
Right.
We're
some of which I'm not exactly sure of yet, but, you know.
Stacey's not quite sure either.
Exactly. We'll come up with something.
Yeah. But we definitely will combine all the Japanese 101 so you can listen to them through, you know.
Okay, how about next episode is our cram session. That way you can get all those and you can cram, and then we'll have some sort of little quiz after that, and we'll announce it on episode 11.
Yep.
So
that's the end, and we have
hit 40 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Just about. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
Have fun uploading this, Stacey.
Yeah. Well, you're here. Still here for another half an hour, so you get to sit here and watch it upload.
Oh, I get to watch it.
We can think of ideas. Anyways,
it's like watching molasses drip down the side of a tree.
In the middle
of winter time.
Okay. Anyways, so here we have two shout-outs today.
Yes.
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 So,
from
Mini Moon and Chibi Chibi from the
and
forums.
And Chibi Chibi, okay, from the forums.
Yep.
Yes.
So, I'm Stacey.
And I'm MJ.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
Moshi Moshi! This is Lexi or Alexa from the forums. I am Sailor Mini Moon. I just want to say I'm so glad that MJ and Stacy are doing a great job on Moonicast. Alright, do the best you can and never let this show die. Okay, bye!
Hi, my name is Tashi. I am Sailor Chibi Chibi from the forums. I would like to give a shout out to Mooneycast because it's a very cool show. Bye.